Hi, I'm Shantae. Welcome to today's Parenting Special Needs podcast, Purposeful Conversations. I will be speaking with Michelle Gianetti, and we thought we would tackle organization hacks that we've learned and taming the paperwork. So welcome, Michelle. Michelle, tell us a little bit about you. I know you have a daughter that's how old?
Hello, yes. And Elizabeth is 22. Her special needs includes global dyspraxia and sensory processing disorder and an auditory processing disorder as well.
Okay. So. And I also have a 22-year-old with autism, OCD, anxiety disorder, all kinds of things. But we thought since we have children that are a little bit older, we would share some of the things that we've learned in the process with all of you in case it may help. So, you know, recently, Michelle, so it might be more conversational as well, guys, but you'll hopefully learn a few things as we talk. Mm-hmm. You know, recently I posted something on Facebook that was about, you know, the overwhelming amount of paperwork that is involved with raising a child with special needs. And the comments that came from that were, it went viral basically, and everyone had something to say. You know, I was going to share a little bit and then I'll share the mic with you. But when Kaylee was little, she had to have surgery. And a nurse, you know, when we were leaving the hospital, because we were doing different kind of tests and things like that, she had to have part of her kidney removed. A nurse said, you know, it would be a good idea. I have a daughter with special needs. If you start collecting the information. Now, Kaylee was one, so I had no clue about anything special needs, anything. Mm-hmm. So I thought, oh, okay, that, you know, I'll take that to heart. So, you know, after the surgery and everything, I, you know, when I finally was back together a little bit, I thought, all right, well, I'll start kind of putting things together. But it never like worked for me. I could never, you know, figure out this system or whatever. But I think that's the point I wanted to make was you have to come up with a system that's going to work for you. I eventually created a binder. I like a binder. I know people like digital files, but, and I've never used digital. Have you?
No, I'm a real paper person.
I like to see things and feel it, but that's my personal preference. But I know other people scan things and have it, but
yeah,
I started creating a binder and, you know, it has been a godsend for me and it has saved me several times with different doctors. Like I had this one geneticist that wasn't going to see us. He's like, she's not my patient. And this was like when we were having a big group meeting and there was like about, it was, you know, like 10 different people that were in on this meeting with, it wasn't an IEP. It was just a doctor, you know, they were all going to talk about different things. And he's like, no, she's not my patient. I'm not going. And we had driven like 2 hours to go to this meeting. And I was like, I was floored. And ended up, I had that binder with me. So I flipped through there and gave his report and said, you were her doctor and you diagnosed her with XYZ. And he almost fell out of his chair because he was kind of like a pompous, I'm sorry to be rude, but you know, he was like an egomaniac guy. And anyway, so
do I have a system? I do. And mine has worked for me. It's a year to year system for schoolwork papers, which I make a folder labeled the school year and any and all correspondences from the school go in it. Just anything. Even if, you know, it could be something small. I just put it on in there and I have it. So if I remember what year something happened, I can go down into my big old bin that I keep them in and pull out a year's worth of correspondences, daily reports, all that. And the binder.
So, oh, it's a binder. Okay. It's not just a bin. It's a binder.
Well, it's a yearly binder / folder that goes into a bin that is labeled Elizabeth's school years. So they're all in there, like K to whatever. Now we're moving on. That's my first system because of the school, because that makes it clean. Like for me, it's defined. That's school stuff over there. Medical stuff from birth on has been in a folder, one big, and may I stress big, folder for her. And then anything related to IEP, progress reports, adaptations, invitations, vetoed requests from anything IEP related goes in another folder that has just run for the duration of her life, a binder folder, expandable folder, whatever you want to call it. It's all in there. So anything IEP, I go there. Anything school, I go there. Anything medical, I go there.
I have the binder too. Actually, I'm going to show you. See my little baby?
Oh, no hair.
No hair. She, she didn't have hair for a very long time.
Kaylee. But that's wonderful because you are in one swoop.
Well, and what I did was that too, was when I finally, one time I just was so frustrated. And that's kind of what we started with this too. I could not find anything and it was just driving me nuts. It's like, you can't put your hands on something. Somebody asks you and you've seen it or you know you have
it. You know what it looks like in your head. Like you can see it.
Right. And I'm like, I know I have it, but I could not find it. So I thought, there has to be a better way. So finally I took some time and I just said, I've got to figure this out because I'm just drowning. And this was just medical stuff.
Right.
So I kind of just... And I'm still working on it, people. So when I tell you that, it doesn't mean.
That's the thing. I'm not, and trust me, don't get me wrong. My system works for me because once I know it's somewhere, I'll then take the time to go through that year's worth of papers to find it. It's not like I can get it in 2 seconds, but I know where to go. I know to earmark some time. And then
Well, and I kind of figured out a little bit more from that. So maybe mine will help you is when I separate just the medical we're talking about. I separated like her specialist, different doctors that she sees.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I just get copies of that and put it on top. So I know that my most current whatever is whatever we just kind of went. And that way it's on my bookshelf. I can just, and yes, it gets, for medical, I mean, now granted, she hasn't had tons of medical stuff. I am able to find things and that's very helpful.
Yeah. I think the finding it is important. And just that big old pile of IEP. And I mean, it's about the size of your binder. I mean, it's.
Yeah. No, I have one of those big. Too. I have one of those and too.
But I can find what I want. I can find. And because for me anyway, and I'm sure, others, you just sort of remember what was said when, and you can sort of go look for that year. You can remember a year that was more of a struggle and oh no, that wasn't right. Or, hey, that was a great year. And you can go get it because your head remembers. So that's kind of the reason I just kept it all together. And I found it each one just was so clearly cut. There's this, that, and this, and then I can go accordingly.
Right. And I think that is huge, is having some kind of system that works for you where you can grab the paperwork and the information because
it lets you put it all in there. Like you don't have to be selective. If I'm limited by a little bit of something, I'll have to think, well, what goes and what stays. But what comforts me is that it all goes in everything. I don't have to worry about whether I threw something out.
If you have it. And I wanted to just mention too, because this was just brought up to me by a friend, just, we were chit chatting and she said, I had to prove my daughter had this diagnosis. And she's like they can't look at her and see. And, but there are times later on when you have to prove things for different benefits that you need to know. And this was not a baby anymore. Her daughter was 16, but she needed documentation to show that she was diagnosed with that disability.
Yeah. And also it's kind of good to keep that file because you never know when a physician will decide that he or she isn't going to practice any further. And so therefore you always want to keep your records because maybe it would be challenging to locate them. Maybe you don't want to go necessarily to where the practice is headed, to another practitioner, and you don't always get those files. So it's always good to keep as much as you can for the health parts,
I want to share one other little tip that has helped me. Someone else said it with a school and IEP binders, but one that I took into the meetings, another mother and advocate, she said, I always put a copy of the school year and all the holidays and dates off or whatever. She's like, I print that off every year and I put it behind my IEP binder. Oh my gosh, that was a godsend because, they have holidays off and where we live, sometimes they have half days and it was a mess.
You're not prepared.
And that was so helpful to because sometimes you're like, okay, how do you find it on the internet? Or sometimes you're not at the,
And that's funny you say that because I remember having a conversation with Michael because for some reason this year our school had off the entire week of Thanksgiving. And I was so very certain he did not. And he was so very certain he did. And I said, Michael, you do not. And we went back and forth. And then I looked and I'm thinking, you're right, Michael, darn. I said, and that was because, life stepped in and I just went with last year's schedule, did not, So then he was happy as a clam, and I was over here saying, okay, so I guess I better go look at that schedule some more.
Right, because sometimes I throw things in there and you don't know. And it's like,
That's it.
Well, and we have hurricane schedules. I don't know what you guys, so sometimes they have to make up days for hurricanes or sometimes, you know.
Or snow days, snow or wind chill.
Right. So sometimes things are just like so chaotic and it's like, oh, I just thought I had that handled and I really.
Or dare you have something planned and then they you find they're off. And then the thing too that kicks in sometimes around the age 18 is, of course, benefits change and or you get more benefits and or your guardian and et cetera. And that's would be the other folder that began when she was 18. And obviously that's not so thick because she's not that old yet, but that there's certain paperwork in our area here. And I don't know how others are, but that was required paperwork handed in every year to prove need or guardianship or whatever you need to get. And that folder is one that I keep handy and I just kind of put it in like my tickle file of September so I remember to do it. It has to be in, and they do send a prompt, but it's seeing that red folder in my already calendar on my desk because I'm a paper person reminds me that it's there and I know where, you know, so it's just little things so you don't find yourself saying, oh my gosh, I missed it, you know, the date or the planning for it. So
right.
Yes, ma'am.
Like how long are you supposed to keep some of these things? Do you know?
So yeah, I do actually. The thing is for me, I just had a wonderful friend come over this summer to my home and she's a decorator and she helped me get more organized in outside the realm of Elizabeth, you know, that kind of thing. And she was helping me get very organized. And when one thing leads to another, I started looking at stuff that I've kept. So I said to myself, how long do you have to keep things? So tax papers and I believe I'm looking here just to make sure I say it correctly. Tax documents, any investment documents, they say you keep 7 years in medical records. You can keep forever. Bank items, when you get those little statements, you know, that you get in the mail that tell you, some are good online, like we spoke about, but some actually still get mailed to you. Those are you only have to keep for a year. Bills you only keep, like the receipts for your bills, only a year, which was surprising to me because I thought maybe it would be nice to be able to say if there's a problem, hey, look, I can show you things from it. So I could go ahead and throw away, she told me, my expandable folders that were 8 years back. She's like, you don't need those. You could probably free yourself from that. So I'm like, okay, thanks. But she said, you know, obviously be careful because you have to shred. Because right. You don't want to. And something she told me too, which was neat, was did you know to shred your airline tickets and your luggage tags? Because there's identifying info on them.
Wow, no, I didn't know that. That's a good tip.
Yes, I was like, wow. But I guess it's anything that could give anybody any info.
Now I knew prescriptions and that kind of stuff too. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to shred.
Yep. Too. So I found that to be kind of neat.
Do you have Elizabeth help you shred them? I do. I have.
Kayla, I do. Like, yes. Elizabeth
loves it. Here, can you help shred these? And then she does it. So she's good.
Yes. Yeah. Elizabeth, I'll go over and you'll just hear page by page too. You know, I'll jam in 12 and she's just one.
Good time. But they like it. Yeah. So hey, it helps.
They like it. But anyway, and then the forever items that I was told to keep were certificates, wedding, wills, licenses of any kind, social security info, and, you know, anything else that you want to keep that is special to you. So, and again, just, you know, hold on to that tax stuff for 7 years. So, and including all the tax stuff that made your taxes. So if you had to send your to H&R Block or your accountant, like W-2s or receipts, all of that should stay too, which I did not even think was important, but I was told that was.
Wow, that's good. All right.
Yeah.
So. And you know what too, because we live in Florida and there's always storms or, you know, water damage or whatever, but I keep the birth certificates and those kind of things in a plastic bag so they won't get damaged. True. But I think my mom does more things like she puts it in a fire, some kind of a
fireproof safe, waterproof safe,
something like that. So I haven't done that yet, but
I have far too much to put in a safe and that would create anxiety in me and be like, what goes in that safe?
Well, right. So that's why I can do a Ziploc bag, one of those gallon size, and I put their stuff in there and you know, we can find it and at least it's protected somewhat.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So I kind of think, I mean, I know where everything is and then I don't know, like I look at it and I think, you know, we could combine or whatever, but it's working and I'm just gonna, you know, I've been told do a binder, but like we just said, binders, some people will find binders comforting and helpful and others like me would be like separating and mentally knowing where everything is works for me, you know? So it's always what we said has to be what works for each person.
You know? It really is. I mean, I do think there's a few tips, like everything has to have a place. You have to know, Absolutely. You know, like put things in a place, because a lot of time is just spent searching for things. Yes. And that's not necessarily good. You have to kind of know like, hey, this, I put this here. Exactly. And that's just comforting too. Just knowing that.
Yeah, I think it is. Here. I think it is, like the general vicinity to find something for a lot of reasons. Right.
There, John Maxwell, I love him. I read a lot of his stuff. He says being organized gives you a sense of power, which sometimes it does when you can at least put your hands on something, you know, like.
And a little bit of control.
Control over most things, you know. So.
Well, I can figure out where I'm putting that paper. I may not figure out the other 99% of my life, but that paper, I know where I'm putting that paper.
Right. Or with our children, it's always it's like that game whack-a-mole. You get one thing down. And the other thing morphs up. So I don't know. That's my life, but.
That's my life too. But yeah, so in terms of like organizing my house and different things, yeah, that's big. Have you dug into any major?
Yeah, I've been getting really good in my old age. I did a couple of years ago, I read that book. What's it called? Oh, I can't remember the name.
Marie Kondo. No.
Yes. That's it. Marie Kondo. And I love her. And so she helped me with my closet. And then once I got my closet done, I was like, you know, this is actually kind of freeing. Holy cow. So then I did my pantries, and then I did and now I just recently did my refrigerator. I know this is weird, you guys, but you know, we always were struggling with the refrigerator getting things. And so I took over the little break of Christmas time. I got a lazy Susan in there for the milk and the creamer and the coffee and I put it in the back. I love that thing. You just spin it around, grab the things you need, get the coffee out, put it back.
Yeah, but it's little things that just.
It's little things that make such a big difference. Anyways, that has been a big help. I've also been trying to organize the refrigerator because we're having such an issue with eating the right things.
Mm-hmm.
For my daughter, and it's just kind of, you know, the gum and it's like, okay, should we lock the refrigerator? But that's kind of, you know, I want her to learn, so I've been trying to also get healthier snacks, so I kind of redid the door, so the shelf's on there, so you know, like I just put, like, you know, things that she could have, that way if she grabbed those, we're good. So I you know, it's always, oh, and I knew here's a little tip too, I think is awesome, because she's a peanut butter eater.
Mm-hmm.
And so we normally do the kind that, you know, is the natural. So you stick it in the refrigerator, but I mean, she'll eat half the jar. So I thought, okay, we're breaking down. We're going to spend a little bit more money, but I'm doing the squeeze ones now.
Oh.
It's more money, but I figured it's twofold. It's helping her with her pinchers, you know?
Yeah, no, really. Why not?
Just to squeeze it out. And she definitely can't get as much, and it's not as easy. So she can't just stick the spoon in there and take the whole dang thing. She has to like open the package and squeeze it, and it's not easy, but I figured all those, you know, she still needs to work her
skills. It slows it down.
It slows down what she can do.
Exactly. So
that has been a good little, you know, little thing.
So. No, that's good. That's nice. And that's like really good functional stuff. It's not like you're, you know, doing something that everyone will look at and go, great. And then over here, they go back to their life. It's like real good stuff. You know, like,
no, it's been helpful. I'm happy with that. You know, I'm spending more money because it's, you know, they're little single individual things, but I figured in the long run, it's better for her.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to watch for me, like to know, like Elizabeth is like picking the wrong stuff and different things. So we have our snacks on the top of the one part of the pantry, and we've taught her, because again, you know, you can't police the whole thing, and nor do you want to sometimes, but we've taught her, like, she has a certain set of bowls, and she's allowed to fill that bowl with that snack, and then has to put it back, because it's the teaching involved. But I like the idea of the refrigerator being like, this is your area, you can pick.
Well, you know? Yeah, and I even did it, like, for all of us. It's just, these are the healthier snacks. Like, I did, you know, like, the little, you know, like the containers that you get from when you have Chinese food, the clear soup containers. I just wash those, and like celery and stuff goes in there. You know what I mean? So I know we're going off the subject, but when I was at the store, and maybe you already have this, but it's new to me, the egg containers that have the lid on top of them, you know, like when you put the eggs in. So that has been helpful too, because then you can stack stuff on top of it.
Wait, you mean the egg cart?
No, it's not an egg carton. It's like where you put the eggs in the plastic container.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a solid little piece that goes on top of it. So
yeah.
I bought two of those, and one, I make hard-boiled eggs for her, and then I peel them because it's kind of difficult. So at least to help her be able to eat by herself. And that goes like on the top where she knows kind of those are hard boiled. And then the other one, but they're stacked. They still take up the same amount of space because before you could never really put anything on top of them.
That's true.
But now, and so that's
been helpful. It just neatens it up too. Like when you look in it, you feel this, I feel calm when I don't see like.
The chaos, right. Whatever kind of calm we can have.
Whatever calm, I'll take any oasis of calm. That is for certain.
Breathe.
And you know, cleaning, I do love to straighten. And when I'm cleaning in the pantry, my oldest daughter will come in and go, oh no, what happened? I said, watch, was you in the pantry cleaning? I go, no, I just wanted to clean the pantry. No. But it does bring you a sense of like, good. I did a good job and it feels good.
I'm not good at this. You know, I told you I'm, you know, the Marie Kondo, you know, that helped, especially with the clothes and this, but I am terrible at this stuff. And like my mother's like, you're a hoarder, which is awful. So I'm sharing that with you guys. I'm not a hoarder, you know, but my mother, like, you know, you get one piece of paper and she throws it away.
Yes.
She, and I'm like, but you know, she doesn't necessarily have to go and find things that, you know, her life is not my life. And
that's exactly it. And you can't,
she doesn't know what all I'm doing. So, and even my older daughter though, she, like, I have several family members that are like OCD. They have got to have, you know, and I'm sorry to throw out labels like that, but they've got to have things in a certain place and order. Yeah. And like, you can't even be in the kitchen and have your drink set down before they're wiping it and moving it. And it's like, come on.
I mean, mid ground is good. Like I could never be so very like, oh my gosh, you know, move that, but I couldn't be the other. So for me, middle works because at least it's like more livable. I can do it long-term that way. You know, like I can have a little mess, but then at times I'm like, okay, that's it. I draw the line at whatever is over there, you know, and we'll have to fix it. But yeah, I got pretty organized with my friend this summer. It felt good because she was sort of the one that helped me say, do you really need this? Let's give this a break. Let's say we just let it rest is how she used the word for some of my things that were stacked and whatever. And once you start, for me anyway, it felt so wonderful to see just like a calm space, just, right, like it's just nothing on there. Yeah. And I realized I didn't miss pretty much most of the stuff. I do think an errant jean jacket lost its life for Elizabeth because I went to look for her. She goes, where's my jean jacket? And I'm like, I think your jean jacket's right. I think it's okay. So I think maybe I'll go look for that jean. It's because we, you know, we were cleaning and donating, right. And it was wonderful. And we got on a roll. So,
and I, we're going to need to wrap this up, but I think too, on that note, I learned a lot from Marie Kondo about like you hold it. And then if it doesn't bring you happiness, I know that sounds a little weird, but it really does work. Mm-hmm. And then you can say, thank you for your service and let it go, which I always feel guilty if people give me things, not like
it's not true.
Gifts, but like my mom will give me her hand-me-downs and then I feel guilty, like, should I keep it anyway?
Like,
so
that is such a relief, right.
Like, oh, I like it, or even shirts that I've had, like, okay, I'm done, you know, but thank you and let it go.
Yeah, and the letting it go, I think once you start right, you can almost do it better and better.
Way better. Yeah, you get better at it. So, well, it has been wonderful speaking with you. So I think I'm going to ask you to maybe send me those dates or the years or how long people have to keep stuff for.
Okay.
Include that in the show notes. And I hope that everyone has gained some different tips and strategies from this. I learned a few things. And what did you learn from this?
I learned that Lazy Susan idea. I love it. I'm not even going to joke with you. That's going to go right on my list to go look at.
Yes. Oh, good. Absolutely. Well, good. I hope it's helpful. Hey, anything that can help, you know, I mean, I think our lives are so, we have a lot on our plates and not that it's not, you know, it's good, but there's a lot. So we got any little tips that help us. Oh, I'm thankful.
All for it. Cause we're all in this together. So
we are, no matter what your child's diagnosis, we all are dealing with the same amount of paperwork. It was wonderful.
Me too.
You know, we'll, touch base again on another topic. And thank you for sharing with us.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Pat. And for those that are listening, thank you for tuning in. And if no one has told you today, you are doing a great job. And be good to you. And like I like to say, breathe in self-confidence and exhale self-assurance. You got this. You've been listening to Parenting Special Needs Purposeful Conversation Podcast. You can subscribe, view, and rate this podcast on iTunes. Make sure to subscribe to our free magazine for parents raising a child with special needs. We help guide you by providing strategies, information, and inspiration.
You can also reach out and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.